So it's just a bit. If you have six million that I received presently in Israel, correct? Is that the number?
Three
3 million. So 3 million. So if we take that percentage by 3 million, we should be seeing some 500,000, 800,000
million. Over time.
Over time.
2.7 million in 2 years.
America finished this 250 million. Dr. Zelenko, you mentioned studies that definitely, the studies that came out that there's definitely a cause of fertility problems, sperm count, and now recently a cancer research study that says that that it causes cancer. Where the government showed these, why are they holding back these things? We see all the time coming out studies. There's no problems of fertility, bluff. No problems of sperm count, bluff. Cancer, bluff. Everything that you said, we're being countered back by not only the governments, but by most of the medical industry is telling us that all these studies that say that it's not that the vaccination is dangerous. It's all baloney and it's only anti-vax crazy.
I can answer now, right?
Yeah.
Can I answer now?
Yes.
Every single person you just mentioned, if you sum total the number of patients they've treated for COVID, it will equal zero. And I've treated over 6,000 patients. So you have to know who you're talking to. And I have no negias except the loss of my life. Now, what I'm going to tell you is the following. That yes, there's been a very coordinated effort to suppress life-saving information. Drugs like hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin, which are the safest medications in the history of medicine, have been suppressed. And you can't even get them in Israel. Doctors who dare to say something that is against the narrative are being deplatformed, including world experts, like Dr. Malone, for example, who developed the mRNA vaccine, said something against the narrative, was deplatformed from every media platform. Can you tell me why? And then can you tell me why there is suppression of knowledge of side effects about this poison death shot, and then tell me why there's this incredible coercion, psychological pressure, and now using force to compel people to take the shot. You should be answering that question, not me. There is a coordinated effort here, and Israel's leading the way.
Excuse me, the VIRS data in the United States is also not really showing the numbers that you're saying either.
Okay, now you started. VIRS data shows, as of today, 11,000 dead people and 450,000 adverse events. First of all, that's not enough. What's your threshold of death?
No, and that's already, one.
Okay, VIRS is already admitting to that. There's a CDC whistleblower that just said it's not 11,000, but it's 45,000. That's not enough. And then there's a 2009 Harvard study that said only 1% of actual events are reported. Now, I can make an argument that perhaps rashes are reported at a much lower rate than death. So for the benefit of the doubt, let's say 20% of deaths are being reported, and I'm being very generous. So if you take 45,000, according to the whistleblower, or even if you take 11,000 to what they admit, so the number is either 50,000, it's like the Haggadah, 50,000 or 200,000, you choose. And then there are two other problems with theirs. I have colleagues that lost patients from the vaccine. They try to file reports. The system rejects their reports for no reason. And is the other problem, and I have evidence for this as well, that reports that were filed are now being scrubbed off the system and you can't even find them. So even if you, by the way, this is not a conspiracy theory, it's a conspiracy, not a theory. You know, 18 months ago, if I would have told you that COVID-19 is a bioweapon, you would say I'm a conspiracy theorist. You know, Noah in the Bible was a conspiracy theorist until it rained. So right now, if I tell you that this is an artificially made bioweapon, it's a conspiracy, but not a theory. Everyone agrees that this is artificially made. And I know exactly when it was made, and I know the patent numbers associated with the modifications. In 1999, Dr. Ralph Barrick at the University of North Carolina modified a bat coronavirus on a surface protein in order that it should infect human beings. Then that research became illegal in America. It got sent by the American taxpayer dollars and by Fauci to Wuhan, where that research continued until they figured out a way to modify this virus to make it extremely more destructive to human lungs and to cause blood clots. So they took a naturally occurring virus and slowly made two changes to it over time. It took them 20 years to modify that it should infect humans. And then when it does infect humans, that it should destroy tissue. Now, no one's saying I'm a conspiracy theorist. People are saying it's a conspiracy. It's a conspiracy to commit genocide. It's so hard for Jewish people to believe that there could be a group of people willing to destroy. It's a war against God. There's two ways of looking at life. Either you look at a human being is made in the image of God. If you're made in the image of God, that means your life has sanctity. If your life has sanctity, then you have human rights. And if you have human rights, it's not your business or my business to decide how many people should be on the planet and who should live or die. Right? The other system, the Darwin eugenic system, but it actually goes back to kind. But that system says basically who is on top of the dominance hierarchy of life, those that have the biggest survival benefit. That inevitably leads to three categories of people: the Übermensch, the Mensch, and the Untermensch. If you apply that 80 years ago, the Übermensch were these Nazis, Yimach Shemai, who were descendants of Aryan gods, who felt it was in their prerogative, their right, to decide who lives or dies. So the Menschen, which were the Anglo-Saxons, the Europeans, could live and be slaves. And the Untermenschen, the Jews, the Slavs, handicapped, gypsies, political prisoners, those needed to become dust. So it sounds like a fairy tale, except that it killed 200 million people. And it's the same exact thing now, except that it's not anti-Semitic. Right now, it's a completely different. There's a group of people that feel that they've evolved into a higher level of consciousness, that in their new intelligence and insight allows them to determine these things. I don't think they evolved. I think they're devolved pagans. I think they've become the Mamash, what the Torah calls these Avodah Zarahniks from before, Baal Peor or Molech. There's no difference from that.
I understand, but let's not. We just want the CDC itself is also Mr. Biden is also running a vaccination program. Also, I'm against the program, but you know, you can scream over here, but your people in America there are 200 million people who took the vaccines. I'm sorry, that's all.
So then let me tell you about the CDC. President Trump made an executive order that every single American should have access to hydroxychloroquine. That order went to Health and Human Services, Secretary Azar, and that eventually ended up at the CDC by Dr. Rick Bright. And what Dr. Rick Bright did, instead of using the right to try legislation that would have made access to this medication to every American and every human being around the world, because the biggest complaint I got from Israel was, well, your CDC, your FDA is not approving it. because every other, especially the Israeli government, are mamish puppets to whatever the Americans do. So because the Americans weren't willing to do it, Israel wasn't willing to do. And so what did they do? They created an executive use authorization that restricted and limited access to only hospitalized patients, effectively cutting it off from patients in the outpatient setting at home. This has been documented by Dr. Rick Bright himself in a documentary called Totally Under Control. These are not my words, those are his words. And furthermore, then they took away the emergency use authorization of hydroxychloroquine, and they used the Lancet study that showed that hydroxychloroquine kills people. The problem with that study was that it was fraud, and the Lancet had to retract that study because it was based on data that didn't exist. But the FDA and the CDC used that study after it was retracted to revoke the emergency use authorization. And the reason why is that if a drug has emergency use authorization, other drugs can't. And 3 weeks later, remdesivir, made by Gilead Pharmaceuticals, received an emergency use authorization and a $3 billion contract. And remdesivir showed no benefit. It reduced hospital stay by 5 days, but with no survival benefit, and cost $3,200 a patient and IV. The drugs that I was using was cost 20 cents a pill at home and reduced death and hospitalization by 84%. That means it reduced the market share for remdesivir by 84%. So the CDC is not an authority to me. You know, according to the NIH right now, you're not supposed to treat COVID unless you're in the hospital and your oxygen is less than 92%. Now, this is advice and recommendations of a government that wants you to die. After 18 months and dozens of studies that have shown an 85% on average benefit of healing, avoiding hospitalization and death, and you have a government agency still making that recommendation, they've completely lost all credibility. Yes, our governments are corrupt. Yes, our governments have conspired. Do you know, if I was organizing this, I would come to a world leader. I would come to Bibi or Bennett and say, listen, quiet. Here is $500 million. I'll put it in an account that no one could trace. Just listen to us. And if you don't, we're going to kill your family.
Okay.
By the way, if you look historically, right, 20% of the Yidden left Mitzrayim, they say, one shittah. And then there was the Dor Midbar that died, so a certain percentage, right? So I don't know, 50%, let's say. So only 1 out of 10 Jews left Egypt and made it to Israel. What that means is only 10% of our people are capable of making the psychological transition from slavery to redemptive thinking. That's what the problem is here. It's a collision of two systems that cannot coexist. A God-centered consciousness versus Avodah Zarah. Nothing new is under the sun. It's all the same thing. It's just the battlefield now is COVID-19.
Okay, thank you very much, Doctor. I want to give you a personal thank you because I used your protocol. I had COVID, and I was able to get your protocol here in Eretz Yisrael.
So I'm glad you got better. I just hope that every other Jew could be like you.
And I second Rabbi Karlovach too, in the same boat. I worked with him 4 days. Thank you, Doctor.
You're welcome. So why can't every other Jew?
A personal request to tell you for me.
Shkoyach. But it's not about me, it's about Klal Yisrael. Why can't every other Jew in Eretz Yisrael have the same treatment?